right. Good morning. We are now on the record. I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle, Deputy Hearing Examiner. It is March 11, 2025, Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. We're here for matter number RA25-002. This is an appeal filed by Kayla Galgano of a Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections relocation assistance decision. If I can have the parties introduce themselves, starting with the department.
Hi, I'm Silka Anderson, Tenant Relocation Coordinator with the City of Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections.
Good morning, Ms. Anderson. And then the appellant tenant, Ms. Galgano.
Hello, I'm Kayla Galgano. I am the appellant and tenant at 2626 Northwest 59th Street in Seattle, Washington.
Good morning, Ms. Galgano. And then it looks like we have the landlord on the phone as well. Ms. Yang?
Yes, this is Ying Yang, the landlord.
Oh, Ying. Did I mispronounce that? Is it Ying?
Yes.
Ying. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good morning, Ms. Ying. Just a few introductory remarks and then we'll get started. This proceeding is being conducted under the Seattle Municipal Code, Chapter 22-210. It's quasi-judicial, and that just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. With respect to exhibits, I have received from the department exhibits, I think they're labeled A through F, and then from the appellant exhibit one, which is the 2024 tax return. Is there anything else I should have received and have not? Okay. A lot of times I'll go ahead and just admit the exhibits up front if there's no objection to doing that. Is there any objection to doing that today?
No.
Okay. We'll go ahead and admit the party's exhibits. Then, so those are admitted into the record. In terms of the burden of proof, it's a preponderance of the evidence, and I review the record anew, de novo, if you will, sitting in the same position as the department. We're proceeding on Zoom, so if there are any technical issues, we will halt the proceeding and sort those in. And if at any point any party cannot hear the other another person or myself, please either speak up, wave your hands, or you may certainly use the chat feature to contact the clerk, Ms. Oberhansley, on procedural issues, but just don't submit evidence that way, as I have no access to the chat feature. And then in terms of the order of presentation, typically I will have the department present first, so Ms. Anderson. And then on the landlord, I don't kind of know what position you're taking. So if it's aligned with the department, you can add anything if you wish to when the department presents. But following the department's presentation, then the appellant, Ms. Galgano, you would have the opportunity to present. And then if the department has anything to add, you may do so at that time. And Ms. Yang, you may do so as well, have that opportunity. So are there any procedural questions? No? Okay. So Ms. Anderson, I should swear you in. By the way, I did review the party's exhibits and the staff report, so have some familiarity with the question that's being presented today. Ms. Anderson, if you could state your name once more for the record.
Silka Anderson.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
Sure. The director of the Department of Construction and Inspections submits this explanation of the basis of determining that Kayla Galgano is not eligible to receive relocation assistance paid pursuant to the Tenant Relocation Assistance Ordinance, Seattle Municipal Code, Chapter 22-210. The Tenant Relocation Assistance Ordinance provides cash relocation assistance to eligible low-income tenant households when they are required to move because of housing demolition, substantial rehabilitation, change of use, or the removal of use restriction. In order to be eligible for relocation assistance under this ordinance, a tenant household must, one, reside in a dwelling unit at the time the property owner applies for the earlier of a tenant relocation license or master use, or building permit for work that will displace the tenant household for 72 or more consecutive hours. Submit an income certification form and appropriate supporting documentation, or request an extension in writing within 30 days of receipt of a tenant information packet, and have a total combined household income that does not exceed 50% of county median income as established by the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. The chart attached to this memorandum as Exhibit A sets forth the income thresholds for eligibility according to different household sizes at the time of application for the tenant relocation license. On November 7, 2024, the owner of the property located at 2626 Northwest 59th Street, Unit 4, applied for a tenant relocation license. Kayla Galgano was listed on the tenant relocation license application as a tenant residing at the subject address. The property owner delivered a tenant information packet to Kayla Galgano via alternative delivery on November 12, 2024. Please note that this is the department's policy to add 5 days to the day of the certified receipt. Please see Exhibit B. Based on this delivery date, the deadline for submitting a complete income certification form along with appropriate supporting documentation to the department was December 12, 2024. Kayla Galgano submitted an income certification form to the department on December 11, 2024, that lacks sufficient supporting documentation of her household income for the year 2024 as required by Seattle Municipal Code Section 22-210-090A. A copy of the income certification form and December 11, 2024 email is attached to this memorandum as Exhibit C. By letter and email dated December 16, 2024, the department exercised its discretion pursuant to Seattle Municipal Code 22-210-090C and requested additional supporting documentation of Kayla Galgano's application. The deadline set forth in the letter for receipt of the information was January 5th, 2025. A copy of this letter is attached to this memorandum as Exhibit D. The department did not receive proof of 2024 income from Kayla Galgano by January 5th, 2025. The requirement to provide supporting documentation with the income certification form is clearly specified on pages 1 to 4 and 8 of the tenant information packet. Please refer to Exhibit E. Guidance as to the types of documentation that are acceptable for establishing eligibility to receive relocation assistance appears on page 3 of the information packet. It is the goal of the department to see that all low-income tenant households receive the relocation benefits to which they are entitled under law. It is the personal responsibility of each applicant to provide full, complete, and credible information in a timely manner to establish eligibility to receive benefits. Kayla Galgano was found not eligible to receive relocation assistance because she did not provide the department with sufficient information to establish eligibility. Please refer to Exhibit C. However, the tenant sent her 2024 profit and loss after the January 5th, 2025 deadline. The department is willing to do another determination of eligibility for relocation assistance if the case is remanded.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. I do not have any questions for you. And Ms. Yang, was there anything that you wanted to add at this juncture, or should we turn to Ms. Galgano at this point?
So I have a couple questions. First of all, is
and these are just questions rather than testimony.
Yes.
Because if it's testimony, I would swear you in. But if it's just questions, then that's fine.
Oh, okay. So first of all, the 2024 tax return was filed on February 28th, 2025, right?
I believe it was a February date that it says on there. You'd have to check the document, but that's what it looks like. Yep.
Right. And also, I have a question on the city's exhibit C. It seems like the 2023 total claim income is only $4,067.
Let me go ahead and check that exhibit. Just a second.
Okay. And this looks like income for 2023, not 2024.
Right, 2023. And also, I have a question on the 2024. So 2023, the total income is only $4,067, but the rent is $1,100. Monthly rent is $1,100.
That is a question for the tenant.
Right. So it's not enough to cover the rent. So it must be another income resource. And also for the 2024, the tax return. The total income is $18,181 after deducting the tax payment. If you calculate that and only give the $400 per month for the expense, that's not reasonable.
So, Ms. Ying, that sounds like testimony. I think let me just swear you in just in case. rather than a question. If you could state your name again for the record.
My name is Ying Yang.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, right.
Yeah, and the last paragraph that you just stated, we'll treat that as being sworn over under oath, and that was true and correct to the best of your knowledge. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I can provide my comment, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And do you have anything further?
Not for questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then at this point, Ms. Galgano, I will turn to you and I should go ahead and swear you in. If you could state your name once more for the record.
Kayla Galgano.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready. And I did take a look at the exhibit that you submitted.
Okay, so my exhibits admitted are just to provide the additional supporting documentation. Under both RCW 5918.440 of relocation assistance for low-income tenants and page 2 of the information packet provided for tenant relocation, it outlines that the income of the household for one member must be less than $52,700. And looking at Exhibit 1, Accountant Filed 2024 Tax Return, page 20, I just wanted to point out line 7, which is gross income. So this might be where there's some confusion. Gross income, which is $44,543, and then net profit, which is $24,670. So any sort of discrepancy or confusion around income is just based off of overall expenses to revenue. So it's just taxable income. So that's probably where there's confusion. But based off gross income and net profit proves that I do, in fact, meet the TROA income requirements.
Thank you. And then anything on the timeliness of the submittal? It looks like the actual application was timely. There was just a question for additional info, and I think you requested an extension before that, the 15 days for the additional information ran.
Yes.
And it looks like...
You want me to speak to that?
I think I understand the timeline, but if it looks like, I mean, your request for an extension did come within the 15 days, and the code is the standard just fails or refuses to respond. So it looks like you did respond within the 15 days. But, yeah, if you have anything to add on that would, yes, go ahead.
Just that this is kind of my first time going through this, and I think I thought I provided sufficient information and discovered that I didn't, so I was trying to make sure I had all my ducks in a row, and hence the extension out when I do. So.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Galgano, those were my only questions for you. So at this point, I'll turn back to you, Ms. Anderson. Is there anything further from the department?
I don't have anything further, thank you.
Okay, and Ms. Yang, anything further?
So, I think, okay, So I just want to emphasize, we as a landlord have provided very timely the notification and also the trail packet to the tenant. And also the city already communicated clearly about the deadline, also give extension after the deadline. And also the late submission for the 2024 income was like on February 28th, 2025. And also the income claim for 2023 looked to me is really odd. And also the 2024 is not adding up. So I would like to the city to an examiner and request to uphold our original decision because this is SDI is clearly ruled to determine eligibility based on strictly on the procedural compliance with the clearly communication guidelines. I know city always follow the rules very strictly and also have the guideline communicated to tenants, to landlord for all the matters. So really appreciate if you can stick with the clearly written rules by the city.
Thank you, Ms. Yang. So I do not view the income issue as being before me because the department only denied on the timeliness question. And so if it were remanded, then the department would just issue a new determination and evaluate the income that it does have. And, of course, the 2024 tax return is not due until April, so it would not have been available to submit back in January. So so I just view the timeliness question as being the only issue before me. Is there any question on that?
Well, even though the 2024 tax returns filed in January, but you still can provide the, for example, the W-2 salary, the documentation, right? And also the 2023, just based on certificate, written $4,000 for a whole year. So who providing the month? Who else providing the rent as an additional resource?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not going to get into in my decision, I'm not going to get into kind of the qualifying aspect, the income aspect, and of course, it's really just the timeliness question. And I think within the terms of the code, the way I read the code, I just made some notes on when everything happened, and the request for an extension did come in before that 15 days ran. So I think under the technical terms of the code, fails or refuses, and certainly Ms. Galgano did not refuse to respond. So I guess the way I'm reading the code and the material that have been submitted, I do think the application and the supplemental information, I think, are reasonably viewed as having been timely submitted. So I'll take it all under advisement, but a decision on this will be out. Possibly this week, but either this week or next week, and then that will be emailed to the parties. But I guess at this point, I think the way I'm looking at it, it does seem like it is properly viewed as timely. So, parties have any procedural questions before we adjourn?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. You said that the last part I don't quite understand.
You mean about with the decision issuance or
the final submission, late submission, still considered as the timely?
That's the way I'm reading. I mean, I'll go back and look at the exhibits and so forth in the code, but I think the original submission was timely. And then there was a request for extension for it to submit the additional documents, and that came in timely, and I think that meets the strict terms of the code. So,
original, the 2024 tax return wasn't submitted at all. The tax return was submitted.
Right, and the department, I don't think that's critical to my analysis. As I noted earlier, the deadline for that is not until April. 1099s, W-2s aren't required to be issued till the end of January. So I guess the key point is not whether everything submitted. The key point was there was a response within the 15 days, and this all happened, of course, around the holidays. I'm not going to entertain any further argument on this at this point. So I appreciate your concerns. I will go back and take a look at everything, but I think at this point, the way I'm reading the code, I think this middle was timely. So. I think that's it. Are there any procedural questions? Not argument, but procedural questions before we adjourn.
No.
Okay. All
right.
I have a procedural question. Mm-hmm. How does it call the department to verify the income 2023-2024, except what the attendance claimed?
Yeah, so I'll let the department address that, because my decision is not going to address income qualification, because that wasn't the basis for the decision. It was at the time. The only issue before me is timeliness, so I'm not getting into the department income verification piece, because on the department, once the decision is returned, will then make a determination, and they'll evaluate income at that point.
Well, because the city never asked what the monthly rent is, right?
I'm not going to get into the income piece, because I don't have a jurisdiction over at this juncture. So that may perhaps at some point, but at this point, the only issue that's before me is the timeliness piece. So.
But if I raise this question now,
no, this is outside the scope of the hearing, is the income piece, so it wouldn't be proper for me to address the income piece, because it's not before me, and I can't prematurely address issues that are before me. So it'll the department can make that the income determination when the matter is back before them. So,
but that's
no, that's all the argument I'm going to entertain on this. As I said, I can't address what I don't have jurisdiction over. I don't have code authority to do that. So. Thank you all for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.